what's the most overrated thing about living in New York?
I was just sitting there, actually, and someone literally comes up and covers my eyes, and I'm thinking I'm getting surprised by someone. No, just a woman about to rob me.
Well, welcome to Washington Square Park, because where dreams are made of. What's the craziest thing you've seen here?
I have this friend, actually. He wasn't a friend originally. He was a guy walking around in a rat costume here, I guarantee you.
Like, I've seen him, yeah.
Exactly. We're friends now.
Oh, you're friends with the rat?
He's actually, like, mad cool in real life.
Okay, cool. What are you thinking about when you're on the subway?
Am I gonna die today?
Do you have any, like, crazy New York stories to tell?
Oh my gosh, I spent the night in the Bronx.
Bronx. What about that?
I just don't want to get any Bronx haters hate, but it was just a bit much for me. I'm a California girl, so the rats, the whole experience, it was...
How do you get the most out of New York?
Sleep with the right people.
We love New York.
Gossipnista here, your one and only source into the real lives of New Yorkers and what it's like to live in New York City. So is it all glitz and glamour? Where do you start? What should you know? And who am I? I'll tell you everything you need to know, and you'll thank me for it. XOXO, Gossipnista. Hey, what's poppin' New York? That is the name of today's episode, and we are officially back for the second half of season 4 on the Gossipnista podcast. Yay! As always, I am your host, Mariana Monks, and I am so happy to be back here on the podcast with you and in America. I have actually been on a little vacation and have been able to go see and conquer my first ever European trip to London, Paris, and Barcelona. And luckily my husband and I are back safely and healthy. And do I have stories and tips for those that are looking to travel right now? The first being, do not, and I will repeat myself here, do not travel to that many countries during this pandemic time. It's actually gonna be a lot more work and more money than ever before. I'm going to share more on this and the trip in an upcoming Spotted episode, so keep an eye out for that if you're interested. But anyhow, the reason we are all here today, who you heard opening the show, is my magnificent guest, Davis Burleson, who has been essentially bringing joy and laughter to the streets of New York City in what feels like a New York minute instantaneously. He's actually a TikTok sensation and star that's the host of this Man on the Streets like show in the city called What's Poppin'. The show has gone viral, amassing nearly 100 million likes and 2 million followers and growing every day. It's crazy how he goes on the streets and asks random people just questions that throw them off guard, and the characters and the answers he gets are hilarious. You have to tune in. But Davis is with us today to share his incredible New York journey that's unlike any I've ever heard before. He is literally living the New York dream. He's also going to share more about what's popping, and he'll give us tips on how to pick up our TikTok game if we haven't already, plus so much more. So without further ado, here's my interview with Davis Burleson. Hey, Davis, I am so happy to have you on the podcast today. I am excited to talk about what's popping. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I am so happy to have you. And, you know, we're talking all things New York related. And the first question that I like to start with my guest is, are you originally a native? Are you from New York, Davis?
I am not from New York, so no.
Let's dive into that. And I'm actually going to do something different in this next question. And it's coming from one of your what's poppin' questions that I heard and I loved. So I want to hear this. And it's, you know, what are the qualities of your hometown that made you leave?
Okay, this is a great question. So I'm from Houston, Texas. So I'm from Texas, but Houston is like a big city. So it didn't really feel like it was that southern, if that makes sense. So, you know, I grew up in the city, But the reasons why I left was I felt I didn't have much to do there. There weren't any opportunities. And also I lived in like a small little bubble of the same white and blonde people. And I felt like it's white, blonde and blue eyed people. So I felt like I needed something different. I felt like New York was the perfect place to go because there's so much here. Everything that I want in my life is in New York. I don't need to go anywhere else. So, and I just wanted a huge change. And that's why I left.
What is it specifically that drew you to New York? Besides it having everything, you know, like what is it that kind of made you say, hey, I'm going to go there?
Well, what's funny is my whole life, I always wanted to go to school in LA, or I always wanted to move to Los Angeles. And then the summer before going into my senior year of high school, I did a summer school here at the new school just for fun. I just wanted to like go with my friends were going. So I was like, I'll go just like as like a summer camp kind of thing. And then I ended up loving it and like fell in love. And I was like, oh gosh, I need to go to school here. Mm-hmm. And so like I applied to schools in Los Angeles too. And I was like debating back and forth. And then I got into Parsons. And then I was like, okay, I have to go to New York. And then I moved here. And I always felt like I was way more LA. So I was really nervous to move here, but mm-hmm. I'm so happy I did.
Oh my gosh. New York is taking you on, accepting you so well. You're doing amazing with everything.
Thank you.
But wait, what is Parsons for those that don't know?
Yeah. So there, the college is called the New School. And then in between it, there's different schools and sections. So like there's Parsons, Lang, and then there's Mann. So Parsons is the fashion slash art, and then Lang is like media, and then Mann's is music. So my first semester in school, I just finished my freshman year, my first semester fall 2020 was I was at Parsons. I did photography, and then I went to art school not knowing that I had to do art, and like it was a huge wake-up call, and I hated it. So I transferred after one semester, and I moved school. So now I'm at Lang. So now I do media studies, and it's like perfect for me, and I love it. And I'm actually starting to like enjoy school.
Of course, it aligns with what you're doing now, so that's amazing.
Yes, okay. It does.
Well, thank you for kind of giving us information on that. And so I'm curious, what neighborhood did you initially land upon? Are you still there, or have you changed? Like, where do you live?
So my first semester, I was living in the dorms at the new school in Greenwich Village, right on 14th and 5th. And then for my first apartment, I lived in like a furnished apartment, like a temporary apartment. I lived in Chelsea for 5 months. Mm-hmm. And then 2 months ago, I moved to the West Village.
Wow, you've lived in all the amazing areas. What is going on here? You're like Greenwich, Chelsea, and now West Village. How amazing is that? Okay, so you're in the West Side, central to everything, you know, that's downtown. I love that. And which of the areas have you loved the most so far?
I would say definitely I love West Village. I feel like, I don't know, it's very like homey over here, and it's like very New York with the cobblestones, and it just, I don't know, I feel like there's lots of families that live over here. I don't know, I just feel very, a lot of comfort over here. I also love Greenwich Village. It's very like college vibe. Yeah. So I love both of those, but I mean, I don't think I ever see myself leaving West Village.
Oh my gosh, can I get to West Village, please? I mean, SJP lives over there. So I mean—
Right, exactly.
Everyone who's anyone, so amazing. And so, you know, what has your overall experience in New York been? I mean, you came at such an interesting time, prime pandemic. Like, what made you come then as well?
Actually, my New York story is very interesting. I moved here in August, so August 2020, so at the end of it. So like it was in the peak of COVID, like masks everywhere. I couldn't do much, everything was closed. I don't even think restaurants were open. And I moved here, and immediately within the first like 2 weeks I was there, I hated it. Like I was so sad. I don't know, I just was not for me, and I couldn't do anything. I was doing my classes online, so by the middle of October I was getting very sad, very upset. I didn't really have many friends. It was really hard for me. And then I actually filed to transfer schools back to Texas, which is interesting, which I never thought I would do. And so like I was sitting in my dorm room in New York, and I was like, I need to go back to Texas. Like I cannot be in New York anymore. New York wasn't for me. I knew it wasn't for me. Or I actually wanted to go to LA, but my dad was like, if you go to LA, it's the same thing's going to happen. You need to come back to Texas if you're this like sad. So I filed a transfer to go to SMU in Dallas, Texas. And I got in, and then November for Thanksgiving, I packed up everything in my dorm room and I moved home officially. I left New York. I didn't tell anyone, any of my friends or anything. I just like left, and like I was really sad, but at the same time I was really happy moved home, moved in with my family again, and left New York for good. I didn't have anything in New York anymore. Mm-hmm. No part of my life was in New York anymore. And then I was in Texas for like a month, and then I was getting prepared to go to school in Texas. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of got this inner feeling. I was like, I don't need to be in Texas anymore. And this feels wrong. I kind of need to go back to New York, but I was so sad there, so I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And then I got the offer to do What's Poppin' in New York, which is my TikTok show that I do now. Uh-huh. And I got the offer to do that. And like, no one had known that I had left New York. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I feel like I need to go back. This is my calling. Something is telling me that I need to move back to New York. So I denied my transfer to go to SMU in Dallas. Mm-hmm. And I transferred within school. So I transferred to media studies.
Okay.
And I moved back here in January.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy. And then I'm so confused. Like, you got the offer to do your What's Poppin'. This is what we're gonna find out in our second segment. But just briefly, yes. Like, so it was presented to you. It's not something that you like randomly just thought of and got out on the street and decided to do.
Yeah, so I have my own personal TikTok too. So mm-hmm. I started that like during quarantine, and that really took off for me. And I was just doing that, and I was still posting. I still post on there, but that was like my main thing. That's all I had. And then mm-hmm. this media company reached out to me and pitched the idea to me, pitched the show, and kind of told me their goals for the show and what it would be. And they wanted me to host it. And they were like, "Would you be down?" And I was like, absolutely. I'm all here for it. I'm so excited. And like, we started from zero followers and we just went out and did it. And now here we are.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy. Okay. And we're going to dive into that later. Yeah. So we're going to leave a little cliffhanger here for people. You know, we're going to continue on your New York story. And so, okay. So you come back to the city, you're doing this. All right. Tell me, in your whole 10 months, almost a year, like, what is it you like and dislike about New York?
So what I love about New York is that I feel every day, like every time I'm walking, like when I go get coffee, when I do this, when I do that, I always like look around and I just feel so grateful to live here, because I know that so many people like live their whole life, like beg their whole lives to live here. And I just feel mm-hmm. every single day, I feel so grateful to live here, that I'm lucky enough to live in a place that is dreamt about by so many.
Yep.
And I feel like here in New York, there's always something to do. There's always something going on. And also like the littlest thing that you do is quite interesting. I think like going to get coffee is like a fun experience. I think going to pick up your dry cleaning is a fun experience. And mm-hmm. there's just so much that's given to you here, and it's just great energy. What I don't like about living here is I don't like how everything takes so long. Like grocery shopping is a whole mm-hmm. endeavor. Like it's like an hour, 2 hours. It's you have to carry everything yourself. Little things like that I miss. I miss not mm-hmm. having a car, but although I love walking, but that's just like a huge change for me because I drive everywhere in Texas. But mm-hmm. And then also just New York kind of feels a little lonely sometimes. I always feel like I feel this like need to always be doing something. And if I'm not doing something, if I'm resting, I feel like lazy mm-hmm. because I know how many people are outside doing so much.
Yeah.
So that's a weird thing. But yeah.
Okay, so New York kind of makes you a little restless, right? Because you kind of want to be in all the action. Is that an ambulance on your end? I love it.
It is. Are we surprised? No.
Yeah, we love that added, you know, New York ambiance. So that's awesome.
Yes.
Okay, great. You know, likes and dislikes there. Thanks for sharing that. And so I'm curious, you've been here again for, you know, not fully a year. Do you feel like you're a local yet? You know, have you gotten the groove of the whole New York, just subways, things, and stuff like that?
I don't feel necessarily like a local at all by any means, mm-hmm. but I do, I would say starting in this summer in June, wow, there's a lot of ambulances, I guess. I do live pretty near a hospital.
Okay.
So I feel like this summer and like starting in June or like May is when I really started to feel like New York was my home. Mm-hmm. Also, I think moving into this apartment I've lived here for 2 months now. Mm-hmm. It's my first place ever where I'm sleeping in my own bed and my own couch mm-hmm. and everything is mine mm-hmm. that I own. Mm-hmm. And it feels very homey. So I feel like now this is my home and I feel very comfortable here.
That's awesome. I love that. Okay. So you've been in roommate situations prior, and you still are, but now you have like your own room.
Yeah, well, my first semester, I was supposed to have a roommate in the dorms, but because of COVID, I didn't. So mm-hmm. I had a suite mate, so I just shared a kitchen with someone. Mm-hmm. And then my other apartment, I didn't have a roommate, and then now I don't have a roommate either.
Oh, wow.
So I live alone.
That's awesome. Amazing. Okay, I love that. And in your opinion, what do you think it actually means to be a real New Yorker?
I think what it means to be a real New Yorker is probably having the strive to continue on after New York fails you so many times. I think also I think not letting these little like minor inconveniences get to you. I feel like looking out for one another, prioritizing what makes you happy in the city. I feel like whenever I got here, I prioritize so many other things instead of what truly brings me joy. I prioritize like, oh, shopping and doing this and meeting people. But like, I didn't prioritize like, oh, I like to work out and I need to work out. I like to cook food. I need to cook food. Like stuff like that. I feel like that is what.
Well, thank you. I think thank you for sharing that and your thoughts on being a New Yorker. And so curious if you've had, and I'm sure you've had a lot because you're doing the What's Poppin' show, but it's like, you know, what are some New York moments you've had that you feel were like, oh, this is a New York moment, good or bad?
The craziest New York moment that I think a year ago I would have like pinched myself and been like, what the hell? But I went to the Gossip Girl TV show premiere.
Oh my gosh.
That was like the most insane, like surreal experience of my life because I loved the show growing up. And it was just unreal that I was there. I walked like, you know, the carpet thing, and the events are so cool. And it's just so crazy that's like what, I don't know why I feel so weird to be experiencing this kind of stuff, but I love that.
And so how did that happen? Like, tell me, how did you get on these red carpets? Like people are just like sending you invites off of What's Poppin'. Like, how's it happening?
Yeah. You just get an email saying like, you're invited, blah, blah, blah. I mean, the Gossip Girl invite was quite interesting because it was like from Gossip Girl herself. So mm-hmm. it was like, you've made the list to the exclusive event. Like, I'll see you there. And of course you're invited to the after party on a rooftop because or something like that. I don't know what it was, but it was like really interesting. It was so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, you basically just get an email. And I think what's interesting is on my personal account, every time I go to like one of these like premieres or events or something, I always mm-hmm. like make a video mm-hmm. like showing the experience and like me getting ready and then showing the whole entire thing. And I think me making those videos, they always perform really well. I think is why I like continue to get invited to them. Like I'm mm-hmm. going to one next Thursday now too for a new TV show.
Oh, cool.
And I think, cause I always make a video for it and it's yeah. my favorite videos to make. But yeah, I think that's why it's so cool.
Oh my gosh, it's so exciting. I would love to just kind of keep seeing those videos and what you're doing and, you know, New York related stuff. You're doing so amazing. Okay. And so, you know, what advice would you give to someone who is new to New York City?
I would say don't lose your like inner self. I feel like New York, whenever you move here, there's so much about you that you want to change. I feel like I came here from like a small, like not small, very like conservative place. And I like immediately came here and was like, I need to change. I need to paint my nails black. I need to do this, do that. I feel like I lost who I was. And I feel like that happens to a lot of people. And also I feel like it's really hard moving here. Like in the first 3 months you move here, or even 6 months, it's like the hardest time of your life. It feels very isolating and lonely. You don't know anyone. And you feel like the world is against you. And I think knowing that that's bound to happen and like striving for a success in the future and knowing that it'll all turn around and like mm-hmm. a rainbow is coming your way. I feel like that is the best motivation to have. And I feel like everyone can survive it just in the beginning. That's my advice, is to don't give up. Don't move home like I did, because that would have been the worst decision of my life if I hadn't moved home.
Yeah. But you came back and you're thriving.
I did.
And that's some great advice. And I'm curious, because you mentioned it being lonely, and I can concur with that. And especially during a pandemic time, it was the worst, right? And even in general, when it's not, it's hard to kind of get that rev up to just adjusting to the city and meeting people. How have you met people? How have you like built a community?
So it was hard for me to meet people, especially because all of my classes were online. So mm-hmm. I didn't get to have those one-on-one connections with people. So what I did is I slid into a lot of people's DMs that went to my college. I found them like through the Facebook groups and stuff or like people through my classes, like online, I would like DM them on Instagram and be like, hey, would you want to go get coffee? Or would you want to go to dinner, do this, do that, hang out in the park, whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. That is how I made like most of my friends, through social media, which is so incredibly helpful. Mm-hmm. And then also I made a lot of my friends through TikTok. A lot of my friends are like also social media people. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it's really nice to have friends that are also doing social media, to have like someone to relate to, yeah, shoulder to cry on, all that kind of stuff. It's really, really helpful. Some of my best friends do TikTok as well. So that's kind of how I met my friends. But I feel like this upcoming year, I'll meet so many people in my in-person classes too.
Mm-hmm. But the power of social media and like networking and, you know, how they, you know, become your friends outside of, you know, the cyberspace of the world of your phone and computer.
Yes, 100%. It's powerful.
Yeah. And you are the definition of that. And so do you have any advice that you would give native New Yorkers?
I don't know if any native New Yorkers need my advice. I don't know. They've all treated me very, very nicely. I interview native New Yorkers all the time. Mm-hmm. And you would expect them. Like, I usually, you know, the stereotype is that they're so mean. They would never talk to you. They wear all black. They've always been really nice to me. I don't think they need any of my advice. I don't know.
I love it. I love it. I love how you just summed that up. I will keep it there, Davis. And then, so if you were to sum up New York in your own personal quote or one that's out in the universe, like what would New York mean to you?
I would say New York makes me feel alive. And like every time I leave my apartment, like even when I'm just getting coffee or doing my dry cleaning, it's like a journey and anything could happen. And I'm grateful for that. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I just feel like the most memorable memories by just doing the simplest things. And it makes me really grateful to live here.
Oh, I love that. Yep. New York definitely makes you feel alive. Thank you so much, Davis, for sharing your New York story. You have a wonderful New York story of like going and coming and, you know, being here such a short time, but literally thriving. And so let's talk about that thriving aspect. You know, so you created What's Poppin' with this company that we'll kind of, I guess, dive into. And so you do videos. You're like a man on the street where you're asking these random questions. Let's dive into that in our second segment. But first, let's start with, what are your ultimate career aspirations? Like, so you were in school, you first did, you know, the fashion and now you're in the media and you're kind of doing What's Poppin'. Like, what's the direction you're looking to go?
Gossip Nista here. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I wanted to hop in here to ask that if you haven't yet, if you could please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen. This will help me reach more people and spread the word about New York City and those who love it. And if you want to stay up to date, be sure to follow at Gossip Nista Podcast on Instagram. Now, back to the show.
So originally, I always wanted to do some form of social media. I've always like, whenever my TikTok, my personal TikTok started to like get a lot of followers, I was like, oh, I want to be an influencer. That's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. And then once I started What's Poppin' and I started to like started being a host, I never expected to be a host. Now that I've been doing that and I've seen a great like turnout and mm-hmm. like lots of validation from it, I really want to do like hosting, kind of like a Ryan Seacrest, Andy yes. Cohen vibe. I can mm-hmm. see myself doing that. I don't see myself like doing social media forever. I would love to do like radio or television or something like that. I would love to host for the rest of my life. I love hosting. It's mm-hmm. so much fun for me. It brings me so much joy. And yeah, I think that's what I want to do. But we'll see. Things change all the time.
Yeah, but you put it out into the universe. I 100% see that. You have amazing fashion style too. So I could see you on a red carpet interviewing people or, you know, like you said, Ryan Seacrest, all that great stuff. So love that you put that out into the universe. Okay, so let's talk about What's Poppin'. You know, before we dive into it, paint a picture to the listeners of what is What's Poppin' and what is it that you do.
What's Poppin' Show is a TikTok show that is like short form content of interviewing the strangers on the streets of New York, whether it be Washington Square Park or Soho or anywhere. I ask them random questions and hope that they can give me a fun and exciting response and giving strangers their moment to shine. And that's kind of what I do.
Yes. Okay. And then so that's What's Poppin'. And tell us immediately slid into your DM. So they help you kind of produce and organize all this, because I was wondering, who is the person recording Davis as he's walking? Like, he must have a person, you know, that is really good friends with and recording. But now it makes sense. It's like a media company. And it's, I'm curious, is it produced too? Are you actually sourcing the people, or is it raw on the street?
So everything that I do on What's Poppin' is completely real. Nothing's ever been staged or like faked or anything like that. I always run up to people and just ask them a question. And then I have a videographer, and then whenever I film, I have like, a coordinator, and slash writer who like helps me like prepared with questions and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, there's three of us. It's so much fun.
Oh wow, that's awesome. Okay, because another was like, where are the questions coming from, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it looks so effortlessly the way you're putting it out on TikTok and social media, and so much fun. And then the people you end up like interviewing, crazy. You know, from people, you know, singing to you, freestyling, dancing, skateboarding, you marrying someone on the
yes.
spot. Was that couple like literally getting married the next day?
I hope so. No, they weren't. They weren't. They were just,
they're
just having fun. Did it for the video. I was like,
okay.
Thank you guys.
Oh, I loved it though. That was awesome. Okay. And so, you know, what's the craziest thing that someone has said in this to you, in your perspective?
I'm trying to think. I don't know about the craziest thing someone has said to me, but the craziest thing that's happened so far is, we posted the video actually. I was interviewing during the Pride Festival. And in Washington Square Park, I went, which was a horrible idea, because I didn't consider how there were thousands and thousands of people in the park that day.
Right.
Somebody had, as I was interviewing someone, a girl like came and jumped on my back and kind mm-hmm. of like pushed me back. It was a little scary. If you look at the footage, it's not as scary, like doesn't look as insane on camera, but when it happened so like quickly, I felt so violated. It was really scary. I started crying after. It was really intense.
Really?
For me at least.
Uh-huh.
But that was probably the craziest thing. And I don't know, that day in general was the craziest thing ever, because I didn't expect, I mean, it was like every step I took, someone was like telling me that they loved my show, and I was so grateful. And it was so much fun, but it was a little crazy because I couldn't interview anyone because there were so many people coming up to me. So that was really fun. So that's probably the craziest thing.
That is amazing. That is awesome. You are like a New York celebrity. Everyone and anyone knows you as you're, you know, interviewing them. That's awesome. And so how is it that you got this energy and personality that you have, Davis, to just be careless and free and be like, hey, let me just, are you not scared of some people or something sometimes?
So in the beginning, whenever I was like, I was interviewing with the people that hired me for this show, they were like, are you comfortable talking to strangers? And I was like, oh yeah, absolutely. But in my head, I was like, no, not at all. I've never talked to strangers before. This is so terrifying, but I wanted to do it. So I was like, yeah, I'm so comfortable. So uh-huh. whenever I first started filming, it was horrible. I was so nervous. Every single person I would go up to, I had to like prepare myself. It was really bad. I wasn't good at it. But now I am so comfortable. I think just getting such great feedback from so many people, it just makes me feel so confident in what I'm doing. So I love going out to people. I definitely, sometimes I get a little nervous, depending on the person. Because I've had people, like some people push me, some people like don't want to be asked the question.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little scary sometimes. So
yeah.
I always have to look out for that. But
yeah.
But overall, it's very, I'm not nervous anymore.
That's awesome. No crazy violent people. I mean, I have seen the little shrugs and I did
yeah.
see that jump on you. That was like, whoa, where'd she come from? So that's crazy. But keep doing what you're doing. You're doing amazing. And curious, the company that created What's Poppin', like, what is it that they like saw in you to be the host? You know, what was the message like? Like, what, you know, if you weren't doing like man on the street things before on your personal account?
I wish I knew, honestly. At the time, I don't know what they saw in me. I got followers on TikTok for doing an impersonation of the YouTuber Jeffree Star. I
yes.
like impersonate him really well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how I got my followers. And then I kind of did that for a while. And then I started to like vlog my life in New York
mm-hmm.
and then just made random funny videos just like in my dorm room. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of how they found me. I don't know. I want to ask them what they saw in me. But,
well, I see a lot. Everyone sees a lot. That's why it's thriving. But I had to ask, you know, it's like when people reach out, it's like, what was it? Would love to know if you know what the direction of What's Poppin' is for the future, where's it going, and so forth.
I'm not sure for now. It's just on TikTok. I think, you know, maybe one day it could be a TV show or like a short form. I don't really know, but I think there's big things coming. I would hope so. And we've just recently started to like monetize the show. So we've been working with a lot of brands recently. Like today, I just filmed a video for Milk Bar and Shopify. Mm-hmm. So that's been really fun to work with brands on and collaborate for What's Poppin'. That's been so much fun. Yeah. So yeah, that's kind of what I see. I don't know. The future is unknown. So we'll see. Hopefully something.
Of course, it's definitely going to be something. And so please tell everyone, well, first of all, have I missed anything with regards to What's Poppin'? I know you have a lot of great, you know, New York sound bites on there that people definitely need to check out. You know, there's so much good content there. Everything that you do, it's 30 second bites, so digestible, so fun. You're so good. Anyhow, anything I missed?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay. Where can people connect with your personal account and the What's Poppin' account?
You can connect with me at What's Poppin' Show on TikTok. And then my personal is at Davis Burleson, my name. Yes.
Awesome. Okay. So I just wanted to plug that in there, but we're still going into our third segment, which our third segment will I'd love to kind of, you know, you are an expert at TikTok. You guys created What's Poppin'. And I think in February of, was it 2020 or around what time was it?
It was February 2021.
2021? It was this year. Yes. So it's so new. And, you know, and so want to know, like, how big it grew? Do you still think there's, you know, possibilities to grow on TikTok?
Qualities of your hometown that made you glad you left.
Everything. I'm from New Jersey, so what made me leave was heteronormativity and whiteness, like conservative whiteness.
Yeah.
What's the New York City life hack?
Choose your friends wisely, but get a friend with a rooftop. Don't get a apartment with mice. And
oh, smart. But you don't know that. That could happen at any moment.
No, but if you do, have a roommate that will take it out for you.
Oh,
that's
smart.
Happened to me. And I just will not touch the mouse. So you have to have a roommate that will.
Yeah, I live alone, so I'm a little nervous. I saw a cockroach one time.
Yeah, I've seen multiple cockroaches, multiple mice, and I've never taken out one of them because it just scares the shit out of me.
It's
so
horrifying.
What do you think about flip-flops in the city?
Oh, no. No. One of my neighbors is a nurse. She said they make so much money on flip-flop injuries in the emergency room because people are running across the street. They lose their shoe in the street. They go back, get whacked by a scooter. They make a lot, and you get all kind of ankle injuries and everything. It's combat boots like the old lesbians wear. That's what you want.
What's your favorite thing about NYC?
It's wild. You can be whoever you want to be.
Have you had any crazy New York experiences thus far?
Yes. Literally my first day here, I was sitting on the subway and this random homeless bitch walked up and said, "Give me your pizza."
Oh.
And I gave it to her.
I probably would have to.
Literally.
What's the most expensive thing about you living in New York?
The rent.
Rent's expensive, isn't it? $1,000
to live like this.
Yeah.
You know, $2,000.
Living in a damn shoebox.
Exactly. You get it.
The shoebox isn't even a Chanel shoebox.
Giving JC
Payless.
Even. Payless.
At the gate.
Not even cute.
Not the vibe.
Okay, I'll cash up you to help you with your rent.
I think the main thing for me why the account grew so well is what I've kind of noticed is every video is different, but yet exactly the same. And I think that's like a niche in and of itself. Like my niche is interviewing people. I think like finding a niche is really important. Mm-hmm. And every video kind of looks the same, has the same outline. And apparently I've heard that the algorithm really likes that. So if you like do this, if you look the same, act the same, talk the same, speak in the same tone of voice. Mm-hmm. I know that's very difficult to do, but I think that's the reason why my account started to do really well. Mm-hmm. Also, I just think I interviewed someone different every single time. I think that's another reason why it was just people wanted to see more who else mm-hmm. I would interview. But I think I know from my personal account, I had to grow on that too. So for me, I started my TikTok account in April of quarantine, like Corona 2020. Mm-hmm. So I posted 5 times a day for 5 months. Mm-hmm. And it took me 5 months to even get 10K. Like I worked really, really hard at it because mm-hmm. I really wanted to be TikTok famous.
Mm-hmm. And you are, but, thank you.
It worked finally, don't give up. I think just staying, just keep posting, staying consistent and not giving up and don't be afraid to try different things. I have gone through 50 niches since I started my personal thing. And like, now all of a sudden, I strictly pretty much only do vlogs, which I never really expected to do, but I love it. It's so much fun. But 6 months ago, I was doing impersonations of Jeffree Star with a wig on. So anything can change and be willing to change and adapt. And I think also the main thing is to speak and use your voice and show your confidence through the camera.
Those were all great tips on you know, and just the fact of the algorithm thing too, and the consistency. It takes so much work for five times a day posting. Is that what you said? And then,
I used to do that, not anymore. Now it's like once or twice a week, but
right, but you built it, you know, doing yes. that. So I mean, I don't think people understand how much work it initially takes to get that traction, right? And anything social exactly. media wise, and anything life, you have to keep putting in that consistency to finally have it pay off at some point. And it did, because you were seen, you got what's popping, and now like viral everywhere. So that's amazing. And so aside from like the algorithm things, have you found any other tricks and hacks that maybe work and don't work on TikTok?
I think something that I've noticed is to use like popular sounds, but a lot of times like just lower the volume, like really low. Mm-hmm. I think like using sounds, it kind of pushes your video out more because people are using the sound, that helps a lot. Mm-hmm. And I think the main thing that I noticed for me, but it's different for everyone. I noticed that whenever I speak, if I just use an audio and like put text, mm-hmm. or if I like use the, you know, the Siri voice thing that people mm-hmm. do, mm-hmm. if I use any of that, it doesn't really work very well for me. I think people really like to hear voices and feel that one-on-one connection. Mm-hmm. That's what works best for me. That's what I've learned.
Okay. Another great insight. I'm like thinking of my own, I don't even like really use it, but I don't do any of the things you said. So great tips there. Anything else with regards to the What's Poppin' show, your New York story, you know, that I may have missed and that, you know, you'd like to give some insights or light into?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
Nope. I think you covered a lot. I mean, your New York story was amazing. You gave great insights on what's popping and then like tricks and hacks for TikTok. So I love that. Thank you so much for this, Davis. But before I let you go, I can't let you go without playing a segment that I like to call a New York Minute, where I'm going to ask just a couple questions here that are going to go by really fast. And this almost is almost like what's popping, but it's not, you know,
here we go.
And then just answer whatever comes to your mind first.
Okay. I'm ready.
Awesome. Favorite New York borough?
West Village. Oh, Manhattan.
Favorite New York neighborhood?
West Village.
Favorite New York food or restaurant?
American Bar.
Ooh. Favorite season in New York?
Fall.
Favorite New York tourist destination?
Central Park.
Favorite non-tourist destination?
Somewhere
that you like to go that no one might know about.
My favorite street is Greenwich Avenue. It brings me so much joy.
Ooh, there you go. Favorite holiday in the city?
I would assume it would be Christmas, but I've never been here during Christmas. So Halloween, that's like the only holiday I've been here for.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a popular one too. Favorite New York park?
Washington Square Park. It's my office.
I do see you. We do see you there. Okay.
Yes.
One word to describe New York?
Alive.
Love that. And I'm going to just throw this random one in there. Any favorite TV show or New York movie?
Ooh, Sex and the City by far. Also Devil Wears Prada. I could watch those things a million times over. I'm so obsessed.
You said that so quickly. I love it. Okay. And one tip on how to live your best life in New York City.
One tip is be kind to everyone. And you know, any person you meet could potentially be your next best friend.
Oh, that is perfectly ended. You gave me goosebumps there, Davis. I love it. Again, I can't thank you enough for your time and what you're doing and adding to, you know, the New York social atmosphere and social media network, you know, with What's Poppin'. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun.
Thanks for tuning in to Gossipnista. Your support means the world. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and share this podcast with your friends. Can't wait till next week's episode? Follow along on Instagram at Gossipnista to get my latest New York happenings. But if you live and breathe New York City like I do and want even more, go to our website at gossipnista.com, explore, and subscribe to our newsletter to get insider tips first. Lastly, if you have any questions and or scoop on the city, you can email me at gossipnista@gmail.com. Until next time, you know you love me. XOXO, Gossipnista.